Stand.
So Lee, for the second consecutive week, we've played or been in it for an hour and then capitulated late on. I bet you're pretty angry after that.
Yeah, going towards the end of the game there with the running tries. It's not pretty viewing, is it? But I mean, on reflection, that's probably what should happen. You know, work could have been going a long, long time, and they've access to a lot more players than us. If you go through the team there, they've got some smart players. I don't think it's the strongest Workington team I've ever seen, but within there, there's smart players dotted about, and we don't really have that. We have lads that are quite relatively new to the game, and I think when it comes to instinct coming into the game at certain parts at the back end of the halves, certainly towards the end of the game, when it's that just natural instinct kicking in, our lads haven't got it because they just haven't been playing since they were 7, 8 year old, and I can see what's coming. But it's another thing, the lads seeing what's coming and stopping certain things and stopping them before they happen, because it looks like towards the end there, it's easy just to say it's fitness, but it's not. You know, we have worked hard, and I don't think you can say Workington are any fitter than us. You know, at certain times they looked up to absolutely gone as well, but I just think it's that bit of natural instinct and understanding of the game that we're really, really struggling with. So yeah, it feels disappointing, and it's almost like you'd rather not be in the game for that long to then finish with such a disappointment. It just comes to that crucial point where a bit more game management and understanding in there, you know, we'd keep going in there and stick in there a bit longer. But like I say, it is probably a true reflection of where we're at. You know, sometimes we can play above ourselves, but it's a long bus journey that. And to play totally above you what you can do every single week is hard, and when we don't, you know, that it looks like a bit of an hammering, but you know, we've run on close for a long time now, and last week we did, and as soon as we're not quite playing above ourselves, everybody, that can happen, because we don't have natural rugby league players. We have some big boys in there that have really good attitudes and get stuck in. We just don't quite have that understanding, and within that then the communication isn't there either. So you know, we'll train hard again Tuesday, and we'll come back up next week and hopefully give a better account of ourselves.
The game got off to the worst possible start, which looks like a horrific injury to Alex Gaskell, who's been a standout player for us so far this season. What's the latest? And it looks like a long-term one, that, doesn't it?
We'll see. I mean, sometimes you can't, you know, you're in pain, so you can't quite tell what you've done. So obviously the medical staff have got to prepare for it being the worst and keep him still and everything, but I think he's waiting for an X-ray now, so we'll just get a check on it. But at first view, it doesn't look good, does it? And the thing is with us is we've got such a small squad, we can't afford any of the starters to be injured, really. We just haven't got the cover there, so we'll see how long it is. Obviously, we lost Ben a few weeks ago, which has limited his half-back options quite a lot. And then, obviously, if Alex is out now, that's another one down. So, and we can't really cope with that within the squad, so we'll have to get on the lookout for some loan players, I think, to come in. We certainly don't want to go down the dual reg route, which all the other clubs seem to have done. I think that's a bit of an admitting you ain't got your recruitment right, and it's admitting a bit of failure in your recruitment there. So I'm going to resist, as I have done for 3 years, to go down the dual reg route and partner with someone and just borrow other people's players for weeks. But certainly the loan market move, we can try and get someone in.
Must be, I mean, you say you're not going to go that way, but it must be really tempting when we've got a squad now that is so threadbare and we're one or two injuries away from a real kind of nightmare, I suppose.
It is. You know, our options are probably more limited than some of the northern teams as well, with even dual reg in there, because, you know, coaches and players would rather travel shorter distance rather than sending them down to Gloucester down south. So we'll have a look. It is tempting when you look at it, but I'm a bit old school like that. I don't agree with dual reg in the game at all. I don't think it works. And I'd be surprised if it stays in the game much longer, to be honest. I'd much rather everyone have an academy and reserve set up. But, you know, the game dictates and not everyone can do that at the moment. So you do have a lot of teams you're coming up against with dual reg in, and yeah, I'd rather avoid it, to be honest. It would be a quick fix, but again, I'd rather use our own players that are going to be there every single session, and we've got a good coaching staff, so we don't want to let ourselves down by letting players just come on match day. And we'd rather back ourselves to improve the team and improve the players we've got. We are certainly light on bodies now, if Alex is going to be out for a long time. So we do need to bring players in, but if they can't buy into what we want to do and they can't commit to that, then we'll probably say no.
So finally, an opening day defeat at Hunslet. It's a great performance against Keighley in the league, and they were a bit of a hammering today, although we've competed three games in, one win. We've played three decent teams. You might have taken that at the start, one win out of three.
That's certainly a tough fixture list for a Southern team, isn't it, going in? Listen, when everyone were recruiting and putting the squads together, no one was giving us even a sniff of they were looking at us probably finishing the bottom two or three. We're what some of the other clubs are doing. We're Hemel moving up north into Yorkshire. With South Wales obviously investing quite heavily and making quite a big song and dance about what they're going to do. Coventry were obviously quite decent last year. I think if you're looking as a neutral, you're probably thinking that we were going to be last second to last. So, listen, we've played three traditional Northern teams there. Hunslet away obviously could have gone either way. Put a good stint in there, missing some players. We then give Keighley a good turning over at home. And we've fallen quite a way short towards the end today. Obviously, I don't know, in hindsight, I said it last year, we were better getting knocked out of the cups and having the weeks off and then getting yourselves revved up. But you go into games wanting to win them, don't you? Hopefully that didn't derail like it did last year with the extra games for an already small squad. We do prepare the team to win every single game. Which might sound daft to some people, but we do. We go in with a game plan and a belief that we can win every single game. And that's probably why it disappoints me more, when you can see certain things that just might have been done differently, could have got you the win as well. But now we've been turned over there, we've been dominated in the end, so we can have no complaints about the result. Nice one.